You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
In my most recent book, Mighty Mito, I go into a detailed program on how to optimize your energy level, improve your physical strength, and eliminate chronic symptoms by powering up your mitochondria, the powerhouses of each cell in our body. Now, without these mighty mitos, the vibrant energy that we want is clearly impossible. In Chapter 14, Step 5 of the Mighty Mito Nutrition Plan, I recommend my own mitochondrial superfood creation, which I call the dairy-free paleo oxygenating pudding. Now, that was after I started studying in detail Dr. Johanna Budwig's brilliant work. Now, she states that highly unsaturated omega-3 fats, such as those found in flax oil, were the undiscovered decisive factor in getting more oxygen into the mitochondria. Now, I wanted the benefits of our amazing oil protein diet, but I wanted it without any of the dairy products because I was sensitive to dairy. And it was, you know, after a great deal of trial and error, I found the perfect formula for the dairy-free living. Now, today on Wellness for Life, I am honored to have Dr. Johanna Budwig's only pupil, Lothar Hernesa. I think it's Hernesa, and he is here to share Dr. Budwig's principles, her oil protein diet, and how it has helped thousands of people restore vibrant health. I know firsthand that it truly works. Thank you so much for being here all the way from Germany, Lothar.
Thank you for the nice words.
Absolutely. So, Lothar, I would love for you to share how you and Dr. Johanna Budwig met and how you became her only pupil.
Well, this is actually a strange story because I had to travel thousands of miles so I could learn about Dr. Budwig in the far Iowa in the United States, how you would say in America, in the middle of nowhere, from Frank Weevil, the president of People Against Cancer in America. He was the first one who told me about Dr. Budwig, and he was also the one who arranged for me an appointment with her. The crazy thing here is that I live only a few miles away from her, close to Stuttgart, where I'm still living. Dr. Budwig, by the way, was already 89 years old at that time, but still received patients and was mentally and physically extremely strong. Unfortunately, she lived otherwise very withdrawn and didn't want to have anything to do with the outside world anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. I know from doing a lot of reading and research on her work. And, I mean, she really could have worked with the Nobel Prize, be a Nobel Prize winner because of her work with fats, about unsaturated
yep.
fats and saturated fats. And I know that her discovery, like in the 50s, I mean, so if she was in their yep. 80s, late 80s, when you actually met her for the first time, then obviously she's been doing this for a very long time. I know that she was also a student of Dr. Otto Warburg's work, and that had a lot to do with how that cancer cannot thrive if there's oxygen in the environment. So, tell me more about why you decided to follow Dr. Budwig's work.
Yeah, let me maybe say, what was so outstanding with her or also with her work. First of all, I have to say Dr. Budwig in the beginning seemed very unapproachable, and I'm sure all my questions must have been very unpleasant for her. But she invited me yet again and offered me to look into her records, her patient records, and also her own statistics. This was, frankly, a big surprise for me. And also a great honor on the other side, because I know that she had never previously allowed this to another person. So I have spent the next 2 years many, many mornings and afternoons at her house in the Black Forest in Germany. And during this time, I can say we got used to each other and many things impressed me. On the one hand, a woman who has lived for 70 years for science and for nothing else. And believe me, really for nothing else. Then the courage to face over the years the great power of the margarine and pharmaceutical industry, and totally, I can say, without regard to her own life. There were also her incredible memory. Don't forget, she was 89, She had an incredible memory and her great knowledge of various scientific departments, such as chemistry, biology, physics, pharmacy, and of course, medicine. This knowledge and with it related deep power to answer medical questions, I really, really, I can say I have always admired. But what me impressed most was the success of the oil protein diet. At first, I had the great fortune to be able to read countless letters of thanks to Dr. Budwig. And I personally think that this kind of letters is more important and reliable in assessing a therapy than any kind of study. There were also many former patients who I could meet either in person or who contacted me later by phone and were talking about their successes. And then, of course, there are my personal experiences with countless patients. I have counseled in the past year. Everything together, I can say, has convinced me that the oil protein diet is one of the best or maybe the best nutritional treatment in the whole world.
Well, I'll tell you, Lothar, 7 years ago, I had a severe brain injury. And from that, I was suffering a great deal with mitochondrial dysfunction, particularly in my brain and my endocrine system, my physical, and I'm talking about even my muscles. So yeah. I was digging, and I found Dr. Budwig's oil protein diet, and I watched so many videos on how to make it and read her books, these small little booklets about the oil protein diet. I even ordered some from Germany because I was super interested. Now, Lothar, I'm someone that is more modified paleo. I don't have any dairy in my life, so I could not take in that oil protein diet. So I did a lot of research on figuring out what can I do. Now, she mentioned about how you want a protein, and that's why what quark is. She recommends flax oil and quark, which is that combination, right? It's like a in America, it's cottage cheese, pretty much. Right, and she recommends on how to whip it up together. But and what's nice about the quark was that she stated that it was high in sulfur amino acids, sulfur compounds. Yep. So what I did was I researched and found that egg white protein has high levels of sulfur as well. And it's not a dairy product, although it's an animal product, it actually blended really nicely with flax oil. So that's what I recommend in my book, The Mighty Mito. I call it the oxygenating pudding because it kind of like ends up being a pudding once you start mixing it up. But anyway, can you explain what she discovered about this oil protein diet, the combination and how she put it together?
Well, first let me say one word to maybe the dairy product you mentioned. I know dairy products today, all the people are thinking this is, a very bad thing, But here you have to understand one thing. Dr. Budwig, for example, she never allowed the patient to drink milk. But in the mixture of the flaxseed oil together with the quark or the cottage cheese, so what she was mixing is the flaxseed oil, the cottage cheese, and the milk. But then you create what she called a lipoprotein. And this is the big difference than to drinking milk alone, is a different substance. And this substance works totally different in your body. So if you just drink milk, if you just drink flaxseed oil, and if you just eat quark or cottage cheese, it's a totally different story than when you mix it before and then you eat it. I just want to mention this because this is a big misunderstanding in the oil protein diet.
That's a very good point, what you're saying. So what I'm hearing is that even though you might be sensitive, let's say, to milk or cheese separately, when you create this oil protein formula, the way it's recommended by Dr. Budwig, it actually changes the makeup and energy of the food itself, that your body doesn't respond the same way, that your body doesn't have the allergic reaction. That's really good to know. I so appreciate you telling me that.
Yeah,
great.
This is a very important point here. Yeah,
excellent. Go ahead. I'd love to hear more about the oil protein diet.
Yeah, yeah. let me maybe mention first what is the difference to some other nutritional therapies. Also, for me, the oil protein diet is the most important nutritional therapy. I'm also a great friend, for example, of the Gerson diet or raw food diet. And the reason for this is simple, because in recent years on my research trips, I met many people that have become healthy through one of these therapies. And therefore, how can I say, I do not have to believe it, whether they are working, I know it. And if you now look at Gerson or raw food and then at the oil protein diet, you will find little common ground and the theories behind are so quite distant. But all three therapies have one thing in common. They pay attention to the supply of electrons. Raw food and Gerson, of course, by the extremely high proportion of raw food, and Buttwheat with the flaxseed oil, because in the flaxseed oil, there are so many electrons. And together, so all these three therapies together, they have the effect that the absorption of the cosmic radiation, was the word that Buttwheat used, which means the absorption of the solar energy in the cell membrane, increases extremely. Maybe this, for me, is the secret why all these three nutritional therapies are so successful. As a result, the energetic environment of the on the physical and mental level changed significantly. And as a result, of course, also the cancer cells. The only big difference for me is that you can learn and this is very important, and practice the oil protein diet quite more easy than Gerson or raw food or, for example, microbiotic. They are quite more difficult to learn, and it is quite more difficult to make them every day. So additionally, the things you are eating are quite closer to what we are normally eating compared to raw food or Gerson. And this is, for me, one of the, let me say, most important points that I like to teach the oil protein diet more than Gerson or macrobiotic.
You know, Lothar, let's go over something that you brushed over very quickly that I think is super important. You mentioned that the flax oil in combination, obviously, with the quark, it creates a very high electron delivery of electrons. These are obviously at an energetic level. It will affect your cells in a much positive way. But you mentioned something that's very important. You mentioned that in combination with solar energy.
Yes.
Can you explain that clear? Because I think our listeners would want to understand what that means. Because what you're saying, that with the power of the sun, when you eat these high electron dense foods, you get the most positive benefits. Is that correct?
That is absolutely 100% correct. Dr. Buttwheat was always using the word cosmic radiation because he didn't like the word light. Because going back 50, 60 years, not only going back, even up to today, we're still discussing what is light. Is it a wave? Is it particles? What is light? So this is why Dr. Buttwheat used the word cosmic radiation. But at the end, what is it? It is what is coming from the sun. And Dr. Buttwheat used also the word antenna. And what she said, you know, the problem with cancer is that our cell membranes are changing because of the trans fatty acid and because of many reasons. I don't want to go too deep in that. But what she said is that the cell membranes are changing. And through the oil protein diet, the cell membrane, the tension of the cell membrane comes back. And then the membrane is able to get better and to store the light, or how she calls the cosmic radiation. And this is why it's so important that you go out if you are ill. You know, Dr. Buttwheat always recommended the patient, as more as they are ill, as more they have to stay outside of the room. And it's not important that I stay in the sunlight. It's just important that I stay outside and get the light from the sun.
This is, you know, to me, that's a huge breakthrough in understanding the information about light, sunlight, and what sun, the power of the sun. I talk a lot about it because I'm a big believer in sun therapy. Now, what I'm thinking that possibly, could it be that Dr. Budwig at the time did not know the ability where we can now, of course, study the vitamin D receptors and vitamin D. I'm curious if vitamin D has any play in helping, because we do know that vitamin D has a way of minimizing and reducing and changing the rate of cancer growth in our body. What do you think about that?
I agree totally with you. You know, Dr. Budwig used always, let me say, this old world antenna. Today, we would use the word you just used, receptors. But our membranes, they don't have only receptors for vitamins or for enzymes or for sugar, but they also have receptors for the light, for the pure energy from the light. And this is what Dr. Budwig was always saying, how important it is that you go out, let me say, to catch the light. And of course, to answer your question, yes, I agree 100% with all how important are the receptors, not only for vitamin D, but for many, many other things, yes.
That's fantastic. So what you're recommending, not only, you know, for cancer care or any chronic illness, to be more on a raw alkaline diet plus in combination with a Budwig oil protein diet.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes.
Now, you do this right now at your, you recommend this, it's part of your program at the 3E Center in Germany. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
What is, can I ask you what 3E stands for?
3E stands for the German word for Ernährung, Entgiftung, and Energy, which translated means energetical word. E is eliminate a toxin and also eating healthy. So this is why they all start with the E. So how did I come to this 3E program? Now meanwhile, 20 years I have been traveling throughout the world looking for the most successful cancer therapies. In that time, by the way, I have been, I don't know, more than 40 countries. My 3E program is based on the analysis of case histories of thousands of people who have survived in a late-stage cancer. I personally, by the way, spoke with more than 10,000 cancer patients in my life, and mostly in a final stage. So, and here I found that three things played a very important role, and this is what I just mentioned. Eat healthy, eliminate toxins, and this is the most important thing, do energetical work. So in my own statistics, around, let me say, 50-60% of all the people who survive in a final stage cancer, they changed the diet, they changed nutrition, and they did detoxification work. But 100% of all the people, they did some kind of energetical work. Very, very important here to say is the 3E program includes, in contrast to the other program we do, the so-called oil protein therapy, in the oil protein therapy, I have added only detoxification therapy and mainly energetic work. But in the 3E program, this also contains cytostatic therapies, like, for example, high dose of vitamin C IV. In our center in Germany, in the 3E center, we do both programs, the 3E program and the oil protein therapy. In the last years, maybe I can say this because I'm really proud about it also, we treated more than 1,000 final stage cancer patients. 91% of all of our patients are in a final stage. And I'm really proud to say that so many patients we could help, even all the others did say nobody can help here anymore. And therefore, I know 100% how successful a therapy like the oil protein therapy can be.
Well, Lothar, let's, you know, the fact that so many of the patients that come to you, it's pretty much the last resort. What I'd like to know is, of that, you know, of those people, what is your recovery rate? I mean, we could ask a few things. The length of time, how many more years were you able to, you know what I mean, improve, how many more years that they would be able to live more? And then, of course, were there any 100% reversal of cancers?
Well, this is, of course, very, very difficult to say because we don't, how can I say, we don't think in that kind of statistic. But anyway, there is a study called the 3E study. When you go to the to google.com, you give 3E study, you can find it. And we did this study a few years ago. And in this study, we had 72 patients. And from all these patients, in this study, only patients came where we had a written letter from a hospital that that they say, okay, these people will die very soon, but in a maximum of 6 months. So what was the result here? Our result here was that half of them still lived after 2 years. This is we made a study for 2 years. But even more, and this is for me 10 times more important, 8 of these people, they had no tumors anymore. And all 8 patients who came to us, they came in a really final stage. They had metastasis in the lung, in the liver, in the brain, in the bone. And everybody said, no, it's impossible to survive. And we showed them that they can heal themselves. This is also a very important point for me. You know, we're not healing people. We are no healers. We don't say we help them in this or that way. The only thing what we do is we give them, we show them a way how they can help themselves. Because, believe it or not, in that stage, there is nobody who can help them. There is no doctor, and we can't help them. But we can show them what they can do that they help themselves.
That's very important. I'm a true believer that the body does all the healing. And doctors and practitioners and centers, what we do is we just guide them, we facilitate them, and give the best information for them to be able to use, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Lothar, we only got a few more minutes, and I want to just share. I just want to ask you one more thing. You mentioned that 100% people need to work with energetic medicine, energetic therapies.
Yes.
Can you explain what that means before you go?
Yes, of course. What does it mean, you know? There are many points, but I go to the main point. First of all, what we are doing in the center is, we call it goal setting. But the first thing is that the people understand what they want in the future. And many people, they ask us what they shall do and so on and so on. But we go the other way. We always ask them, what will they do? And what do they want to do? And then it comes to the most important question is, why? You know that doctors are never asking the most important question, which is just why does somebody has cancer? And so for us, this is just the most important question. Because we don't believe that the cancer comes from bad cells, you know. We do not have bad cells in our body. We have only lovely and high intelligence cells who are knowing very well what they have to do. So there is a reason why somebody has this tumor in this organ at that time. And it is not enough to destroy a tumor, because a tumor is just a symptom. And if you do not find the cause, you just destroy the tumor, a second tumor will come for sure. So what we are focused on is we do different kind of meditation. We do different, we talk a lot to the patients. Believe it or not, 50% of the patients, you find out why they have cancer within a few minutes. This is not, you know, this very, very difficult thing. Just talk to a cancer patient for 1 hour, and I would say half of the patients I know after 1 hour why they have cancer. And,
that's
and
powerful.
Then the other people, of course, it's quite more work. And sometimes, even, you know, normally the people stay for 4 or 5 weeks in our center, and with some people, yes, we even don't know why, but the one thing we know is the people have to find it out why they have cancer, because otherwise, you know, of course, we also can help them to destroy a tumor with some therapies, but destroying a tumor is not helping in a long term. And we don't want that the people become better. We are looking for a cure. This is a totally different thing, even in a final stage. So what are we doing? Yes, we try to find out what is the cause for each patient. Because we don't believe, for example, that, or let me say in Germany, we have this year over 50,000 women with breast cancer. And you know what the doctors are saying? The conventional doctors, they say everybody has the same reason for this breast cancer. It's just a genetic mutation or something, you know. No, each of these women are having her own, how can I say, her own problems, her own challenges in life, which brought the lady to this type of cancer. And we try to find it out. This is the most work we're doing.
Well, you're just confirming that it's so much more than the physiology going haywire. It's much more in the body and mind and spirit that all is combined together that is part of the reason why we are suffering from so many illnesses. I truly agree with you on that. There's one other thing that I saw on your Facebook.
Yes.
You guys have a Facebook,
yes,
and it's called Budwig Center Germany. And I saw a very interesting post, and it was on the electron differential oils that you actually apply to your skin, and you massage on your skin. What can our listeners do today? How can they make the electron differential oils for them to apply to the skin? What is that?
Oh, unfortunately, you can't just make it by yourself, because the process to make it is not that easy. What I maybe can tell you is the reason for the LD oil. The reason is just to bring more energy to your body. You just rub the whole body with the oil, and then it brings more energy, like when you eat a flaxseed, but here you bring it through the skin. The electrons go through the skin, and you have more energy. Because the idea behind is a very easy thing. As long as you can bring more energy in the body than the tumor is absorbing, then you can survive.
When you say that the oil, is there a special oil that you can get online?
Yeah. The so-called LD oil is a special mixture of oils. There are on the market, there are three different kinds of LD oils at the moment, yes.
So LD is ELDI oil?
Yes, ELD. For electronical differentiation oils. I know it's a very, very strange word. I even don't know until today why Dr. Budwig used this word. I asked her, by the way, once, and she said, because this is the word. But I still don't know why she chose this word. Anyway, yes, it's the ELDI oil, yes.
Thank you. So we're going to have to, I can talk to you for so much more longer, but we've got to go. Your website is called oil-protein-diet.com. With the Facebook, it's Budwig Center Germany. Oh, what a great conversation we had here, Lothar. I want to thank you so much. And I really, really am excited to hear about your 3E Center in Germany. I'm going to look at your website and learn more about what you do. I so appreciate it. So I've put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. And until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.